An audience inside a Delaware prison got to enjoy an intimate performance of Romeo and Juliet by the Delaware Shakespeare Company this week. WHYY's Mark Eichmann has more on the effort to bring Shakespeare to all communities in Delaware, even those behind bars.
Two households.
Both alike in dignity.
In fair Verona, where we lay our scene.
The chapel room at Howard R. Young Correctional Institution in Wilmington played the role of Fair Verona this week. The maximum security facility houses some 1,500 prisoners. About 50 of them, men in white jumpsuits, were seated around a small section of carpeted floor that served as the stage. A ladder in the corner served as Juliet's balcony.
For thou art as glorious to this night being o'er my head, as is a winged messenger of heaven.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo! Wherefore art thou Romeo?
The small size of the chapel put the audience close to the action, providing a more intimate experience than you might get with an expensive theater ticket.
The intimacy, I think, also drives a lot.
That's Newton Buchanan, who plays Juliet's father, Lord Capulet.
We select volunteers out of the audience for certain parts of it. There's a lot of breaking the fourth wall and us interacting with the inmates and making them a part of the play. And that is really important to us.
Sol Madariaga, who plays Juliet, says she enjoys being able to talk with prisoners during intermission or after the performance.
It really is like such a gift to be able to bring this to them. It feels so selfless because it's not about this. I feel like acting can be such an egocentric profession, and I feel like this is the most selfless that you can get in our jobs.
The Department of Correction would not let WHYY interview the prisoners in the audience. The performance is part of the theater troupe's community tour, an effort to expand who gets to experience theater in person beyond those who attend their summer performances at Rockwood Park north of Wilmington.
We always thought that we were doing Shakespeare for everybody. You know, you're outdoors, ticket prices are pretty inexpensive.
Producing artistic director David Stradley says a closer look at the actual attendance for their summer shows revealed a fairly traditional theater crowd. That realization birthed a tour of performance to non-traditional locations.
So we go all over the place. Prisons, homeless shelters, community centers, libraries, mental health facilities, senior centers, you know, just anywhere we can get to where people may not have easy access to the arts.
Down with the Capulets!
Down with the Capulets!
Though Romeo and Juliet is a romantic story, it also includes scenes depicting murder and suicide. Pulling off such fight scenes in prison required some special tweaks to the traditional props used in the play. For sword fights, the actors used small wooden sticks, about 6 inches long. The fight scenes were further enhanced by the beating of a drum to represent the sounds of battle. The themes in Romeo and Juliet of love and hate, jealousy and vengeance are relatable to just about anyone, and Stradley says that's especially true in a prison environment.
As long as men are killing other men, these plays are going to have relevance.
Earlier this year, Delaware launched an effort to help people reentering society after jail or prison. About 76% of those behind bars return to prison within 3 years of getting released. State Rep. Paul Bombach, who attended the Romeo and Juliet performance, says the arts can provide a glimpse of life on the outside and give them something to look forward to when they're released.
The arts gives you a chance sometimes to escape. I would imagine it can be a pretty monotonous life in here, so I think it's helpful to have opportunities like this to remind you what you may want to be aiming for when you get out.
Delaware Shakespeare performs for free. Prisoners have to apply to Volunteer Services Coordinator Teresa Bradley for the chance for a ticket. She says they must have a record of good behavior to qualify.
We believe that collaborating with community partners such as Delaware Shakespeare upholds a portion of the Department of Corrections mission, and that is to provide treatment and rehabilitation services to the adult offenders.
Delaware Shakespeare plans to continue playing to audiences behind bars. They've held a 10-week acting class at the state's prison for women, and Stradley would like to expand that effort, maybe one day having the prisoners themselves in the starring roles.
For never was a story of more woe
than this of Juliet
and her Romeo.
From the Delaware Desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.